story in the family that though that Joseph was associated with Ben Hall, and then later a friend in Warwick had a library book out, and it was called by Frank Clune, called Ben Hall and His Gang, and also published as The Wild Colonial Boys. And in that book, Joseph's association with Ben is recorded in there, and they attended Ben's wedding. And as a wedding night prank, Joseph and a friend ground up some pepper and blew it in under the door of the wedding suite, I suppose you'd call it, in the inn that they were staying in.
Do you think it had the desired effect?
And yeah, and also in the family folklore was the story that little Granny would often call the kids out to the veranda of the homestead, and little Granny was Joseph's wife, and she'd say, "See those lights down there in the valley? That's Ben. That's where he's camped tonight." And so the family always had some association with Ben Hall.
I remember you also saying that he used to pass through the family property quite regularly.
Yeah, he passed through the property on a regular basis, and they never had any trouble with him, so I think that they were just always friends.
Whereabouts was the property, Dad?
Just on the outside of Orange. Yeah, I'd say it was probably Brother Oney, or I'm not sure which property, but I think Brother Oney, most likely, just outside Orange.
Now, talking about bush rangers, Dad, I know that it has sparked your recent memory of a story that you heard about Thunderbolt, which was for the New England Northwest. He was probably our most local bush ranger. What was the story that you heard about him most recently?
Well, apparently he held up a stagecoach just outside Tenterfield, and on that stagecoach was a small band of musicians. So Thunderbolt got the musicians to play some music, and he apparently tapped his pistol to the beat of the music, and then it came time for Thunderbolt to relieve the people on the stage of their money, and one of the band members pleaded with him that £20 was a lot of money and took a lot of hard work to save. And Thunderbolt said, "Well, in that case, I'm taking this £20 and I'm backing a horse at Tenterfield on the weekend. And if it wins, I'll leave the money for you at the Warwick Post Office." And true to his word, the horse got up and won. And when the band passed through Warwick the next time on the coach, the band member was able to pick up his £20 that Thunderbolt left him at the Warwick Post Office.